Hey guys, it is May the 7th, and as of tomorrow, May the 8th, we get to reopen our doors for our salons. We get to reopen the doors for our barber shops, our nail shops, our spas. Very exciting news. However, we still need to abide by a couple of rules as per the governor. Some of these rules include the 6-foot distance from stations and from people. 25% of the capacity is only allowed, so that means that if you have 15 people, only 25% of that can actually come into your salon. You can't have anybody waiting at the lobby. You can't have more people exceeding the percentage of 25 as to your capacity that you're able to have. That is your staff included. So, make sure that when you do schedule, some people decided to schedule that way their entire staff gets to work. They decided to schedule like an A-B scheduling. So what happens is that certain days, Group A will be able to bring in their clients and fill up their whole entire week schedule. And then in other days, Group B will be able to schedule their clients as well. So that way, everybody gets to partake and bring in their clients on the specific days. Now, if you are a salon owner or a manager, you can definitely work something like this type of a program into your scheduling, front desk, into your scheduling business, kind of get that a mindset of how everybody's gonna win, everybody's gonna come out on top. Remember that we are a team, we are a group, and we should be working together to be successful. So speaking of working together and being successful, one thing that has really, really irked me, and I don't like when people post this, and this is just me personally, and I know some people feel that same kind of way that I do, is that when people start being very vocal about raising their prices, because we should be blessed and happy that we're able to open up our shop, we're able to reach back into the clients who so desperately need us, because we know a lot of these home videos of people doing their hair are not working for them. This is why they seek professionals like us, professionals that have been doing this for quite some time now. And may I add, who had to do a program of either a 1,500 hour or a 700 hour program, depending on your specialty. So we are professionals and we are prepped up for this. We were prepped up to be able to work with people, right? We were able to prep up to be able to clean and disinfect and care for others. Remember that we are a host. If there's something that I'm not cleaning and something that I touch and it comes in contact with me, I may pass it on to someone else. So we are a host. We need to be very careful on that. So everything must be cleaned. However, people are out there saying how they're going to charge prices and elevate their prices and charge more because they've lost so much and it's not fair. It's not fair for everybody, guys. Other people have lost their jobs and they're not in cosmetology. So let me rephrase that. Everybody has lost. This pandemic was unfair for everybody, not just you. And I understand the frustration of owning a salon or not being able to pay your bills. But everybody has had that frustration, guys. Please be considerate. Be empathetic. You know, be a little bit considerate towards your clients because they have suffered as well. And trust me that when they see you not looking out for their best interests, so you're raising prices, you're not caring for your client, they're gonna seek someone else. Remember that our business grows because of clientele success. And clientele is not just about having the client come in for a haircut. It's also selling to that client and retailing to that client. And not only that, making that client bring back referrals, making your job easier. All right? So when you are hiring your prices and you're not looking for the well-being of your client, and what I mean by that is that, yeah, you're so eager to raise your prices, but in return, you're not giving anything in return. You're not showing for it. You're not showing the clients that you care. Your own greed is gonna push those people away. A complimentary conditioning treatment, a complimentary trim. You know, things like that while your client. And at my school, there's a program that we teach in our school, and it's about customer wow. It's about going above and beyond the expectations of a client, which is why people like you, why people trust you, and why people keep coming back. So if you're not, if you're hiring prices, but in the return, you're not really there for them because you feel that you were affected, guess what? A wake-up call is that everybody was affected, guys. So be considerate when you are bringing your client, and be blessed that we're able to open the doors ahead of time. Because many places were waiting till the 18, it was going to wait till 30. There's a lot of speculation of what dates. We were moved to the 8th. Perfect. Let's take advantage of this opportunity by bringing our client back, making them feel welcome once again with open arms, reaching their needs, you know, and ultimately being there for the client at the end of the day. That's what's going to bring you success. Arrogancy, greed, people who are money hungry, that's not going to bring you success, guys. People are eventually going to see through that, and that's when they start walking away. And you're always going to ask yourself, why haven't I built a successful clientele? You know, why am I still seeking for a new client and a new client and all the other ones are leaving? Why? Well, maybe you might want to consider, what am I doing wrong? And a lot of times, I've seen this posted so many times, the arrogancy of putting it personally on your social media that the prices are going to be higher. I get it. It's a frustration because you've lost money. But once again, everybody got affected. You're no different than everybody else. Everybody got affected, guys. So be considerate with your client. Ultimately, show your client that you're there for them. Next time when you have a consultation and the time that you're there for the few hours that you are with your client, why not talk to them about your game plan, about what you're going to do in order to be successful and what you're going to do to cater to that client and what you're doing. You're disinfecting, you're cleaning. You're providing them with a mask if you must. You're providing them with gloves. You're out there for their best interests because you're there for them. Why aren't some of y'all's posts about this? About how much you're going to be there for them, how they shouldn't worry in your salon, how they're going to be safe in your salon, you know, how you're going to take extra precautionary measures to keep them safe for their well-being. And not only that, but cater to them by giving them that haircut that they so desperately needed, giving them that balayage that they've desperately been wanting. You know, ultimately, hand on hand, giving the client the attention that they deserve because they're going to keep coming back. Some of you all just opened up your book just today. Some of you all opened up your book maybe 2 days ago, and you're completely booked for the next few weeks. You are blessed. Take it as a blessing, guys. There's no need to go out there and start posting any negativity for that matter. And one thing that I feel that is very negative is when you start posting about how you're going to raise your prices and why you deserve to raise your prices. No, guys, that's the wrong way. And you're going to watch your clientele start leaving because they're going to see right through you. Instead of talking about that, why don't talk about or post about, you know, opening day, about the scheduling, thanking your clients, thanking them for still trusting you and believing in you and coming back because they could have found another spot available with someone else. All right? So it doesn't matter how big of a name you have to be there for your client because if not, you're going to scare them away. All right? And with that, I just want to end it that I am so excited for everybody tomorrow. I'm super, super, super excited to see all my friends working, my family working again. So I'm excited and I can't wait to see all of your posts and start bringing that income back in and start game planning with your team of what you're going to do to be successful. And, you know, if you need to split them into two different groups, go ahead and do so. Anything that you have and put it out on the table and get your group together. Now's not the time to argue and fight because I know a lot of sellers like to do that. But now's the time to come together and think of a game plan. Hey guys, what can we do in order for all of us to be successful in this shop? All right? Oh, you can only work these days? Okay, great. Let me see who else can work other days. You know, everybody's going to have to eventually give a certain percent into the business to be able to grow as a team. You know, that means that if someone can't work a Saturday, but someone can't either, then you need to compromise and come together. especially during these times. And if someone's being combative or is not being a team player, well then, you know, maybe that might need to go a little bit further into inspecting that and see if they are truly a team player and if they deserve to be in your shop. All right? As hard as it sounds, that's the reality of it, guys. You need a team where everybody's gonna bat, where everybody's gonna run to the base, where everybody's gonna make at one day a home run. All right? So stay woke, stay blessed. I miss you all, and I hope you're all gonna do great tomorrow. Take on that challenge, make your customers you know, happy once again. Man, they've been out for a while. Make them happy, and God bless, guys.